Okay, for today, we're on page 259, Siman Tzai Tess. So last time we were together, we were discussing about that a person should not daven if they drank wine. Even a relatively small amount of wine, even a revius, they shouldn't daven until they get rid of the effects. If they daven, their davening is a davening. If they cannot speak in front of a king, that's the next level. Then if the person daven, so then his tefillah is a toeva, is an abomination, and they have to go back and daven again. We had a discussion about that's by davening. How about by Shema? How about by other brachos? Okay, that's what we discussed last time. Base. Derech mil v'shina. If a person walked a mil is 2,000 amos, approximately 3/4 of a mile, approximately. And sleep, kolshu, those two things together. If a person walked, went for a walk, and we all know the polluted air does wonders for people. And if they took a quick nap, kolshu, even a short sleep, mafigin es ha-yayin, that quells down the effects of the wine. That's if you just drank a revius. If you drink more than a revius, if you drink more than 3 ounces, then it has the opposite effect. Then sleep, then going, walking, exercising, whatever you want to call it, makes it worse. And also sleep. The Mishabura points out when we talk about sleep here, we're talking about, again, the same thing as we talked about in a second ago. That's a quick nap, right? Drink and take a short nap. If you take a long nap, obviously, or a long sleep, that's different. That doesn't mess you up. Now, when we talk about walking, we're talking about walking. If we're talking about traveling by riding, so that quells the effects of the wine. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, I'll go on a ride in a carriage or in a car, I'll go a block. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, no, it has to be that you go 3 milin. 3 milin. So that is six amos. Again, it's about a mile and a half, maybe something like that, maybe a little 2 miles. It has that effect. Okay, but let's get to Gimel. This is the big one. Kol echel fi shisui, shehu shisui, excuse me, sagile lefi mashu markish benashu shiafig yaino. We just said you have to do something, whether it's walking or it's sleep or whatever it is, to take away the effects. A person drank a revius, so you really shouldn't daven, so you get rid of the effects. Well, what does that mean? What do I have to do? Or what is it that I just drank a revius of wine, now all of a sudden I have to wait a certain amount of time till the effects are gone? Well, how do we do that? How do we gauge that? So the Machaber says, you're right. It depends on the person. A person has to be able to judge for themselves that, okay, the effects have gone. And the Rama says, L'chein, ain't this harm b'yeino shalanu. So Rama says, therefore, we don't see people getting so upset about drinking wine and then davening with our wine. Why? Because our wines aren't like the old wines. At least not the wines I drink, that's for sure. So we, with our wines, since they're weaker wines, and since we say it's up to the person to judge their own constitution, so therefore, the Rama says we're very lenient about this halacha in general, because it's up to you to gauge the effects on yourself. And second of all, the wine that we have isn't like the old-fashioned wine. And certainly if a person's davening out of a siddur, again, as I mentioned all the time, we're going to get to it in the next sif, believe it or not. In the next siman, that we don't appreciate, we're kind of hara. Most families have, I don't know how many siddurim, this size, this print, this company, everybody has their own siddur. Maybe each person has 3 or 4 siddurim. We're not talking about matzorim. We're talking about regular siddur. you know, this sitter and that sitter, art scroll, linear, translinear, upside down linear, like, and then with everything, you know, everybody has different types of sidurim. So certainly, you know, we don't appreciate that, you know, there was a time when it was rare. Not that long ago, actually. And it was rare. So the Ramah says, so certainly if you're diving at a sitter, again, so the whole idea is that you should be able to daven properly. So the wine hasn't affected you, you won't be able to daven properly. But I'm reading the words. Hopefully you're able to do that. Obviously, if you can't, that's a different story. But again, if you're davening out of a sitter, she'en choshen l'shichus ma'at, we're not so worried about if a person's a little tipsy, as they say. And the Ramah says, v'chein nirali, this is the way the Ramah goes. Now the Mishnah, so again, so basically, now the Mishnah Berurah points out two things. Here we're talking about a person who's shisui. We're talking about a person who had a little wine. We're not talking about a person who's smashed. We're not talking about somebody who's a shikor. Right? That's as we saw in Alf. That's a different level. If a person's drunk. If a person's drunk, that's tefillah, as we saw before in Aleph, is a toeva. So then, you know, you could say, you know, I think somebody mentioned this to me on Thursday. You know, we're leaving it up to the person. So, you know, the drunk thinks he's doing fine. So again, so if we're talking about a person is drunk, not a shisui, not that they drank, but they're drunk, so then obviously none of these things help. Well, even the weaker wine, even with a sitter, even with, you know, I think I'm okay, you're drunk. Now again, the Ramah said that because of all these factors we said before, our wine isn't so strong, we have sidurim, we have, you know, each person, we leave it up to his constitution. So the Mishnah Berurah points out these leniencies of the Ramah is to be liyashev aminog. In other words, people drink and then they daven. So, I mean, I don't know about here, but, you know, I don't know, especially in those days. So the Ramah is trying to be, as Ramah very often does, trying to be a miyasher of the minog. In other words, we see that people aren't so careful about this. So how do you answer it? So Ramah is giving an answer. Right? The wines aren't so strong, and then this, and then we have sidurim, and then, you know, all this type of stuff. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Abu mikom alkom einachom, that still, it's not right that if you drank, again, you just drank, not that you're drunk, that you drank, it's still, you shouldn't jump into davening right away. But then he brings out a very interesting Yom Shel Shlomo, who brings down, the Yom Shel Shlomo says in the second paragraph of Be'ah, that on Yontif, Yochel Lispalo Mincha, Afo Pisha Shos Success. On Yontif, it could be that, you know, I don't know when you drank. It could be, you know, Kiddush, and you had a little, who knows what. So then you got to daven Mincha. Maybe, you know, like sometimes, like on Simchas Torah that happens here, right? Simchas Torah takes a little while, Kanai Nahara. So what we do, so sometimes we daven Mincha right away. Right? Maybe people don't even go home. They daven Mincha right away. So what are you going to do in that case? Maybe you had a little to drink. I don't know, you were at the Kiddush Club and you had something to drink. Or maybe that's a great example, the Kiddush Club, right? People, I don't know what goes on over there, hopefully. But, you know, people have wine. That'd be a great example. And then what they do, hopefully, they come in and hear the drasha. Maybe that's some sleep. I don't know. Maybe that's why the drasha's there. So that takes care of that. But then you daven Musaf right away. How can you daven Musaf right away? So again, we have the Ramah's answers. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Yom Shel Shlomo, and then on Yontif, even though you drank, you could daven mincha, even though you drank. Because you can't wait, because mincha daven. We could wait, time for Ma'ariv. I assume the same thing maybe you could say applies by Musaf also. What are you going to do? You're going to tell the people who come in from the Kiddush Club, you know, wait to daven Musaf, but let's feel a bit seaboard. Right? You won't go, you wait, well, I don't know. Might have enough for their own menu. Well, let's not get into that. And again, Mishnah Berurah says, and certainly today when our kavana isn't so great, as we saw before in the previous sermon, so therefore, for sure, you could be lenient that in such a situation, you could daven right away. But again, we should have that in mind, that if we have something to drink, so and as we saw, even not wine, anything intoxicating, it has an effect on our tefillah, and really it's not the best thing. Okay, Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to Simen Kuf, Baruch Hashem, milestone. See, so a very interesting idea, halach, about being masar the tefillah, so that a person should prepare their davening before they daven. What were the davening? We'll talk about that, why people don't do that, and when should you do it, and when's it applied? Well, Mirtz Hashem, get into that, we'll get into that tomorrow.